The topic for this evening is one that came up already the first week. I prepared this year the first week, but there were so many other things to hawk about that we didn't get to that the 3 weeks started, so I wanted to hawk about that. So we find ourselves now in one of the last weeks of camp, and Shiloh was asked me by a number of people, and I think when I mentioned it here a few weeks ago, a few guys were like, "What?" And that is the Isser, potentially, of having food under your bed. And this is a very common camp Shiloh because we're in very small quarters. Furthermore, we want to protect ourselves against those that might steal it, so we want to make sure it's secured. So we're going to see if there are any heterim for this. Now, just as far as the bottom line, I am quite convinced that at the end of the day, there's makom to be makel, and we'll see different kulas of why I think that's true. So just to keep that in mind as we have an end game. Where does this whole Isser come from that you can't have food under your bed? So this is the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Tana, Oichlum Amashkim Tachas Amita, Afilu Muchvin Bekli Barzel. There is an Isser that even if the food, this is already now a number one heter that we'll have to take out. Some kids say, "Oh no, but it's all covered. It's in a handy plastic storage thing." So this is, even if it's in a Kli Barzel, it's totally covered. It's usser. Why? Because of Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra, Shesharon Aleihem. So we know this general concept of Ruach Ra, which we're going to have to define and see, is there such a thing? What is Ruach Ra? This evil spirit idea. We know that Tehillat Tzedakah in the morning, one of the reasons is because of Ruach Ra. We have to understand what this means. The Yerushalmi in Truma, in Trumos, in Perachas Halacha Gimel, Amar Rabbi Amai, right? He says the same thing. Tzarchem lemichush, right? There are different things that we're afraid of. And he brings the tafshil tute arsa, that we're also afraid of having a tafshil under the bed. This is an interesting little change of lashon. Maybe the isser is only an actual tafshil, meaning something that's cooked. So I don't know, if you have your vegetables that you stole from the dining room, right? So maybe things, it only applies to things that are cooked. Possible heter. Comes along the Torah's Chaim. In source number 3, the Torah's Chaim was Rav Avram Chaim Shor. He's actually related way back to the Bechor Shor, but he was the Rav of a town called Stanov, which and also Belz, in Galicia. And later on, I think his grandson, the famous Rav Reuven Margolius. So here he's Mechadish, based on the Gemara in Bava Vasar and Dach Nun Ches. Gemara Bava Vasar and Dach Nun Ches talks about sleep. Why is this? One of the reasons why we wake up and we say, is because we were dead at night. We're partly dead. Some of us are partly dead now. But most of the time we're awake. Shishim misahi, b'sha sheina, nishmasu shel adam hatahoyra yotza. And therefore, there's a ruach that comes out of him because he's sleeping, and anytime you're sleeping. So this could already start a conversation of, this has something to do only with what? Sleep. So what if you have a bed that's not roi for Shena? Says the Minchas Yitzchak, maybe a baby carriage. It's quite common that we put food underneath a baby carriage, right? People do that all the time. In fact, if you're in a hotel and you want to sneak out some of the food from the dining room, actually, we never did that year. You guys didn't do it. It's on way, Torah. Was that? So, okay, we don't want to get, maybe that'll be our last year, the Hakin Halacha with Hartstein about hotels, soaps, and all that stuff. But this has been discussed. So if you're stealing the food from the dining room, so it's good to have a baby carriage, put all the stuff underneath. What if you put the food underneath, the baby's sleeping? So now, not only is the food asur mishum gzeil, it's also asur mishum ruach ra. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, no, that's not a mita that's roi for Shena, really. A baby sleeps on it. It's not what we're talking about here. We'll see a little bit later about that as well. This also comes up on a plane. On a plane, generally, what do? You put your bag in front of you. The guy in front of you, you have to say, "Excuse me, sir, please don't sleep. I got food underneath there." It's good El Al Hetta, right? Good El Al Nu Chumra. Not only can I sit by women, I have to tell the person in front of me, he goes, "Excuse me, you're going to be sleeping a little bit on the plane?" He's like, "Yeah, dude, it's a 12-hour flight." No, I don't want to sit here. Move my seat. The new chumrah. I like that. It's a new chumrah. So, fine. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam blows this out of the water in the sense of, listen to what he writes. He does not codify the halacha Gemar Pesachim. He writes instead in Hilchos Rotzeach B'Shmiras HaNefesh Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hey, not like a Gemara. He says V'lo Yitein Atavshu Tachas Amita. Oh, there's a Gemar Pesachim. Why? Afal Pishu Oisik B'Sudasa Shema Yipo Boldaver Hamasik. Because if it's underneath your bed where they used to eat, here in this case a couch, let's say, so what's going to happen? I'm sure this has happened to somebody here. You forget about it, the famous cup, you know, you're at the baseball game, especially if you're in LA, and you're underneath, and you buy the, right, and the worst thing that could happen in the world, right, the goyim, when they buy that beer, and they don't realize, and, oh, and they, and everybody's like, oh, you know, that's the worst thing. So what's going to happen? Your meal is going to slip over, and you're going to fall on it, and you're going to get hurt. Shmiras HaNefesh, I'm just worried about your goof. Doesn't say anything about Ruach Ra. So comes along the Lechem Mishnah. Actually, not over here. The Lechem Mishnah is in Shvi'as HaAsar. And he says that. It's the Rambam L'shitaso. The Rambam doesn't hold from the whole Ruach Ra in you. He says there is no Ruach Ra today. I thought it was the Gra. We'll see later that it's strange. Because, you want to say something before I get to finish my sentence? Okay, go ahead.
No, I started raising my hand.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Funny, there was a, I don't mean to make light of it, there was a certain individual when I was speaking on Tisha B'Av, which says, was pointed out by the seagulls, it was very difficult for me, because I couldn't make any jokes. And so I spoke, Baruch Hashem, a bunch of times. So I spoke about the famous story about the Panovich Rav, I don't know if you've ever heard it, it's not for now, but it was about Titus. Right, so us Israelis, we call him Titus. His name in English is what? Titus. Right, if you write Titus, right? So Israelis call Titus. Titus HaRosh, that's the way the Gemara is. It talks about Titus, doesn't say Titus. Right? So afterwards, there was a guy the whole time was raising his hand. I couldn't take it anymore. And I'm like, what? Who's answering questions during kinos? He says, you pronounced it wrong. It's Titus. I'm like, okay, you should go good aura. So, anyway, sorry. Sorry. We're sorry.
So
Shadim also, we know for sure, because we say you're not going to go to your bed and you feed it.
Versus damage, that's what I would think it was referring to.
Because what? Sorry.
Meaning if you sleep with food on your bed, it'll shadim.
And what, the Shadim are going to touch it?
Right,
Ruach Ra is something totally different here. Ruach Ra.
Based on the Ram that they're going to damage you, maybe I'm referring to Shadim.
No, that's not the Ram. The Ram is also against Shadim also. I don't know, the Lechem Mishnah writes, sorry?
Like Mazikin or you.
Right, so the Lechem Mishnah writes already, yeah, he's already the one who quotes over there by the Hilchos Matzil Sedayim, the Rambam is Machadish, and says, he doesn't give the reason. Remember, there's two reasons by the Matzil Sedayim in the morning. He doesn't give Ruach Ra, right? He doesn't give that reason. So, the Rambam is not before it. I thought it was the Gra also, that the Gra also said by the Matzil Sedayim, that there's no Ruach Ra Shashara Aleim. I guess he's only talking about Matzil Sedayim, because we'll see in a moment, the Gra was the most machmir on this out of anyone. This could be in line with the Gra's way. I always say this. I've never seen this written anywhere, so if I'm the first to coin it, I always said that like, the first chassid ever was not the Baal Shem Tov. It was the Gra. Why? Because the Gra was against chassidim betoikiv. But what? He's the one who quotes, his menhagim very much follow the Zohar, the path of, of that way. So it's quite interesting because, you know, okay, fine. So, maybe we can say that it's, this is not such a chiss. And in fact, the Tosfos in Chulin says that on the Yadayim there's no Ruach Ra anymore. So maybe it's just a thing by Yadayim, I'm not sure. So, this Rambam falls into place. The Hasagas arrived over here, as you see. It says, V'lo yitein atav shel tachas amita, Amor Avram, Gam zeb Yerushalmi, Beforash b'shum Ruach Ra. He says, hi Rambam, we know the famous Hasagas arrived, right? It's not the first time he's going to say, did you not see him in first Gemara in Yerushalmi and Bavli? It says Ruach Ra's reason. What are you telling me about falling for? Very, very strange. So the Ravid's bothered by this. He's not the first. And of course, who's going to defend him? Rav Yos is like, whoa, calm down on the Rambam. I got a reason why the Rambam wrote this. It's not yet in our program. We will do it later on. Now, this is not so surprising because Paskin La'alacha, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, the Darche Tshuva says, this is only by cooked food. He takes the Lashon of the Yerushalmi to heart. Beskei Tshuva also, the Chai Adam writes that he questions this. We'll see in a little bit later how exactly we're able to, with Kalim under the bed and things like that. Very notably, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, as I said, the Biur HaGra writes in his Biur that this is another case of the Gra who was tainted by philosophy. Right? The Gra writes, it's not the first time he writes this. He says that clearly this is a show that the Rambam got too into the philosophy over there and say, rah, rah, it doesn't apply anymore. But we know this to be true, right? When it says Mayim Megulim, for example, right? We know today that we generally are not machmir to leave a overnight an uncovered bottle of water or other things. Why? Because we say we know the reason. Right? There's no, we don't live in Mozambique, right? Unless you do. Uh-oh.
You know this story?
This doesn't do it. Yes.
2 years ago, we had these two Chabad guys in the BMP.
I didn't know that.
And so
this is the BMP?
No.
My program's not the BMP.
Your program's huge, like okay. Two
Cola
guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Every day they'd come into our bunk, like with a bottle of water or whatever, and every time they'd open, they'd just spill over on the floor. So we started as waiters, every time we put out pictures, we just spill it all over the table.
It was because of this reason?
Yeah, you
can't. Yeah, so it's a Shiloh. If you live in a place where there are snakes, maybe Katayna. So we have certain things that we say don't apply anymore. So it's not such a, it's like going to the bathroom about, there's a big Shiloh by Klippos, right? You know, by the eggs, garlic, and things like that. So a lot of people say it doesn't apply anymore. The Shulchan Aruch here in source number 6, how is he going to pass him again? So for the Rambam, he writes, V'lo yitain pas yod otachos. You're not supposed to put underneath your pillow even food. Shema noga yada be'emsa. See, that's a different reason because of ruach. Below yitain kikar lechem tachasa. Right, can't be under bed. Why? Mipnei, I'm sorry. Be'azeya below yitain tafshil. Below mashkim tachasa mita. Nothing. Why? Mipnei ruach ra shor alehem. And Hagar writes, v'chein yizar. Be'var b'day sakana. Sakana's chumir sin. Right, we have to go away from Sakanta chamira miyisura. Suffix sakana here. You have to be machmir. It's interesting. There is a gemara in Bava Basra and Dafnun Ches, that gemara that I quoted before from the Torah Chaim. But what's the Torah Chaim commenting on? So he says that when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, you can look under his bed and all you'll find is his slippers. That's all you'll find under there. Okay, he keeps nothing else. I.e., oh, he doesn't keep food. But then, what does it say? It says by an Am Haaretz, he's got everything under his bed. He's got everything. Meaning what? Maybe he's got food under his bed. So isn't that a problem? The Gemara does say that a Talmud Chacham should not eat by an Am Haaretz, but he doesn't give the reason of food. What does he write? He says, because of Trumas HaMaestras we're afraid of. And say, oh, and of course all of his food's also because he's probably underneath his bed. I don't know. Again, you understand that in those times they had very small houses and they kept everything there. The Orach HaShulchan says something fascinating. And this is maybe the heter of the night. And he writes, what do you want me to tell you? People aren't strict like this anymore. People don't follow the halacha. They put food on their bed all the time. And B'chai Adam and his Binas Adam, as I quoted before. So what does he say? He says, the Dorshei Bei Rabin. They were, right? Akev, right? A few weeks we'll read Akev, right? Some mitzvahs with Doshboi. We're not careful. He says, people just didn't follow this. Didn't become, it didn't hit the top 10. Is that something, right?
Is that an enter?
Right, so that's the question. What does it mean, Dorshei Bei Rabin?
People say the same thing about going to Tios Adam after the bathroom.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think you have to wash the dishes. Right. But no, there. It's funny. Funny. Right. Thanks for bringing that up. So I happened to hear a shiur by Rav Asher Weiss on this. I don't know if it's published, but I heard the shiur myself. And Rav Asher there says that what was the whole issue there? There was a ruach ra issue, but he said you have to wash your hands because you have a problem making a bracha. You can never make a bracha if you just went to the bathroom. So in order for you to make a bracha now, you have on your hands. It's not appropriate. So you have to wash your hands. So in those days, they said, no, Mishum Ruach Ra, you should also use a kli. He didn't think that it was necessary to use a kli, only when you do the Tias Daim in the morning. That's the Mephorish a kli.
Is that a Mishum Ruach? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying in general, how do we come to the conclusion that you could just like drop a lock?
Right, so good, very good. So that's the question. The question is, very, very, very good question. I'm not going to have a good answer, I promise you. But the question is that we're not going to say that when it comes to certain halachas that are... So first of all, there were established halachas where Klal Yisrael decided not to. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is Pas Yisrael, right? Pas Yisrael is a Mefurash halacha. The Gemara already discusses Pas Palter. Why? People say, you know, Yivshar Adam Lelichios Belilai. A person can't live without bread. And in those days, there wasn't bread factories that were Jews. So what they had bakeries. So there was no possibility of going there every morning and time to make the bill. So what did no pun intended. So what did they want to do? So the Rav would go in and return the flame on. Right? They didn't do that with bread though. That would be by Bishalakam. They didn't have. They were going up and getting up at 6 in the morning. So what they say, it's paspalta. They don't know who the baker is. It's a factory. There's that hefter there. So sometimes they were built in hefters, but then sometimes they say this is where it becomes really difficult. Rabbi Salvechi spoke about this once. Where do we say? Well, we know the law. Let's say, for example, another hak, good hak, is shaving on Chol HaMoed. So before, hopefully anybody shaves. Comes to Nodi Yehuda, and he gives a reason. He says, it doesn't apply anymore because on Erev Yontif, we're not B'toyach. We all shave on Erev Yontif now. We shave every day today. Some people say, no, that Nodi Yehuda, you have to know historically, Nodi Yehuda was writing for the people of his own town who were using razors, and he wanted to be over derisive. That's what people say. Other people say, why did he write the tshuva? He didn't think anybody would look at it. Someone once said to me, Rav Moshe didn't mean that in his tshuva. He was talking to this guy specifically about his... Rav Moshe didn't know that his tshuvas were going to be published. It's hard to believe. Although it's true. I once had a conversation with Reuven Feinstein, and before she told me, you have to be... You guys, don't get all upset now. It's lower your side. But... he said to me, you have to be very careful, because Rav Moshe wrote the tshuvas in the 60s and the 70s. Some of them don't apply anymore. We were discussing a specific tshuva where he says the times have changed. It doesn't matter what the child was, but because of plane travel, it's totally different. He says, but you can't take a tshuva from 1960 and say, well, it applies today. Not all the tshuvas apply today. So back to your question. So there are certain things where we were given, so, oh, we know there's other things we said, but we don't know there's. What were we just discussing today? Oh, I was discussing with the guys, if you remember, we had a hak last year about Heich Kedusha. I apologize, I don't have a good hetter for it here in camp, but when we discussed it, so a lot discussed, it's very interesting, if you look at the source there of Heich Kedusha, so it started actually, interesting, for the first time, the Beis Yosef actually writes, V'chein Ashkenazim Nochem B'Davar. They were right. What was happening? Apparently in Svard, the Svardim were doing, it started with the Rambam already, they write by the Rambam, his son said this, that they started talking in Davar. It's unbelievable. It started early in the times of the Rambam and before that. Times of the Beis Yosef, he writes already. And therefore, they said already in Svat already, they said, yeah, let's do Heich Kedusha. Why? Because everybody's talking anyway. So he says, Takana's Chazal. How can you do that? It's like Takana. So all of a sudden, that became a Takana, right? He said, you can't go against the Takana. And we don't know the Sodas. If you knew the real reasons based on the Zohar, that's what he writes. So you're right. Sometimes you have to understand. So what is this? What is it? So some would say, I heard different... approaches here. I did a lot of research on this. It was like the first week when I thought I had a lot of time on my hands. So I researched this topic a lot. So there are some points when we just come out and say, why should we be machmi? You're right. We don't know the real reason for it. If it happened to be the Eva now and all the kids are coming to me after the shiur, everybody comes up to me and says, but I have food under my bed, we'll see that we can be makim. But I don't know if it's a general heter to go ahead and say we should be makim. It was only that really the original shulchan, as I said, has been, other than we say, we're not machmi anymore. And maybe the Rambam, because he doesn't quote it. So as I said to you before, the Shulchan Aruch writes, as we said before, that we're machmir on this. Meshum Ruach Ra. He doesn't quote the Rambam. Now, Rav Avadya here in source number 7 says, "Woo boy, I got to defend my Rebbe." And he says as follows. He says in Yabia Omer Chelik Aleph Simon. I'm not sure. I cut off the Simon. He writes the Vala. He says, I don't think it's Simon Tess. He says like this: the Afal Pisha Rambam. Even though the Rambam writes Lo Bitahinu B'Ruach Ra, he doesn't hold from Ruach Ra anymore. Shafal P Shu Oisek B'Suda Shema Yipol. That's the reason that he gives. He doesn't care about Ruach Ma, but he says no. Tzarich Luchosh B'Davar. Now he's going to say, how come? He says, Ulam Niril Shaharamba Lashitasa, the Sfil Shain Ruach Ram, Matsina Benenu. Yeah, that's the Rambam, like I said about the Lecha Mishnah. Shkayach, no problem. Kamosh Kasav Lecha Mishnah. And Shri says also, as I said. But then he writes that, V'chia Rambam says, Sha'af Oiso Ruach Ram, Shahizkir, Ba'oichlim, Shaynuchotachas Amito, Eno Motsu Benenu. It's not here anymore. Only the Rambam can know something like that. Like, we don't know that. It's not here anymore. He continues and he says, right? You have this thing, you shouldn't do pairs. We don't follow it anyway. Valagiloi and other things like that. The Marshal already says, the Yamshal Shlomo this. So certain times we don't follow Ruach Ra.
And of course, he said the Torah is chayim shebidi eved ain't kepedu laochlim mashkim tachas amita ochlim shuba oil olameis ain't shum isul laochlim. The Torah is chayim already gave a heter for this. But I'm not going to lie to you. It says in the Maaser Rav that kasa betoisus Maaser Rav sipur lemar of Yaakov Kahana biyos be misiva etzel hagoyin zal bepurim ve'aviu hagoyin mishloach monos sirtum batuach toivim these delicious items ve'atzadik rav Zalman zal nirdam al shulchan. There's a story, he fell asleep, and underneath was the stuff. He made it very, very small, and what did he do? He threw it in the garbage, so nobody should be able to eat it, because he fell asleep, and it was other. He didn't want to give it to a Nachmi even. So he got this big Shachmanus thing. He says, put it underneath my table. He fell asleep on the table, and he says, no, I can't have it. So now this is really strange, because I started to give you the Hetanium of what? Of, it's not a bed. There's actually another one we'll quote a little bit later about it's not Roy Latashmish, which I thought maybe it was a heter in camp, but I'm not sure that that's true. There's one shita that says that a bed of a child, this is what the Minchas Yitzchak quotes. I forgot who says this, maybe we'll see it later. That if you have, you can't start joking in your mind until I make the joke, okay? You're going to laugh, it's going to laugh when I say you to laugh. So the Ruach Ra in them, right? If you get to the nitty gritty of it, what's the Ruach Ra? So some say the Ruach Ra is out because it's a bed of Tashmish. And when you have Tashmish Amita, so there's a Ruach Ra there, right? This type was up, whatever it might be. I'm not going to start down 42. I could quote you Zohar's now, you know? I don't know any. But yeah, I know one was Zohar, Baruch Shemet. Okay. So, so what do we say over here? So if it's not Roy Latashmish, for example, a baby carriage, or even a crib or a bassinet, or maybe even you can be makel on a child bed, one of those car beds. But I don't know if you can have the same heter by a bed of a child in camp. I'm sorry to say, right? I may even yell, you know, right? It's not royal atashmish. If they have the opportunity, this one, that I don't know. I'm not talking about the kids, right? I'm not talking about it's royal atashmish. Not now. Not royal atashmish. After the color break, I'll talk about it. Okay. If there was no hefsein, somebody comes up to you and says, Rebbe, my Kit Kat bar, my Kit Kat bar was under my table. What do I do? So he said, Rabbi, just throw it out. But if there's a hefsein, meruba, it's a lot of Kit Kats. Or your heart's seen, even one Kit Kat is a hefsein meruba to you. Lachush lahachmir. Why? Because the gra, the abinyan oilam, the achida, the arab zivchet sadek. V'harav ben Ishai, v'hanar mitzrayim, v'harav lev yam, v'hulu, say that we have to be makbid on Ruach Ra. Ulam v'hafsin meruba, efshal haka. Now what it doesn't say, the Ruach Ra says, under all circumstances, you must throw that food out. Right? So this came up, I believe it was like mamash the first day. I davened by the kolel, and Rav Goldberg started with Ruach Ra, and he said, you must throw it out. Now, I didn't see that in Halicha Shlomo. Halicha Shlomo actually does discuss it. And he writes about medicine, for example. He says, it's under your bed, even though it's Ochlin, to the tune that you might make a bracha on it if it has a good taste. He says, that's not considered Ochlin. But he doesn't say, I don't know. I don't want to say, but because he doesn't say Mefurish there. But okay. Next page. Continues Rav Avadja, and he says, Ubitziro tasachonim shemekilin bazeh b'dieved. I am a tziruf with all the poskim who say that you can be makel on it, but because of the gra, it's better to be machmir if you can. Finally, b'tziruf all the das of rachroinim b'yuchad efshar lahak ba'ochlim chayim. He says, I think you should be makel for sure if it's vegetables. There was a time where people had no room, as I said. So he says, if it's something that's mamish chay, maybe you can take the lashon of the Yerushalmi of tafshil, and that would be good. This doesn't apply to anyone who's putting carrots all under there that's not cooked. I don't know. So that's what he says. And he says, Mikol Makom Kasher Hefse Meruba, Makom She Ain Hefse Meruba, Nachon Lahachmer. Aflo Sheesh Od Snifel Lahakel, even though I know there's all the Snifel Lahakel. Okay, that's what he writes. Now, Tzitzel Yezer in source number 8, Chelik Yud, Simon Lamed Hey, was asked a really cool question. He said, anybody here ever been on a cruise? On a boat cruise? So apparently, on these boat cruises, I've never been on one. So you have very small rooms. So this guy was zoicha to go on the boat, but literally you walk into the room, you close it, that's it, you're done.
There's no place to put any of your stuff. The one place to put your stuff is right underneath your bed. Right? So he says, I don't know what to do. What do you want me to do? That's the only place I have my food. What can I do? Especially think about it. You know, before Carnival Cruises had, you know, the kosher food, people who really were going, you know, to America on a boat, Nebuch, and they brought only kosher food. They brought all their food. What do you want them to do? So the Tzitzel Yevzer here is going to be have some sniffim l'hakel, and he writes like this. Shekol achad machzik chefza mitachas lamita sheyashon aleha ve'ein lo makam acher. He's no place to put it. So what does he do? So he says the mashe nira sonazem miasher matzis ba'alma. So he says maybe we can say really b'di'eved, right? Probably going to be mutter, but lechachila, you really shouldn't put stuff on that. That he agrees with Tzitzel Eliezer. But there are those that hold it's also afilu b'di'eved. Okay, so maybe if it's chay, not bishul, maybe it could be different. So he writes lafi ani es daiti. He writes lahotzi tzad heter b'zeh aliba de lekuli alma olamar de sfina shani. A boat's different. Why is a boat different? Why? Ochli di doma sheovia b'darchi tshuva b'shem the sefer yofilev shekasev de ein ruach rosh shura ella b'davar she'amad agav karka. It has to be on the ground. A boat's not on the ground. Mamshu admas offer. This is now another hetter. Ready for this? It has to be what we call admas offer, which is what? Stone floor. Aval hu mitzura ba'avonim o ein lachush. So he says if it's on top of the stone floor, like most people sleep, you have a carpet, or you have wood, or you have not, it's just wood, mistama, according to this, at least one shita, this yofelev would be mutter. Because it was talking about the ruach rai. Where is it? Shura? It's shura dafka where? On stone. And we know this raya from not doing korin on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So this is a funny thing I find all the time in yeshiva. Unfortunately, you can't talk during this time. So it's during Aleinu. And I see, what do the guys do? We give out little mats. And where do they put the mats? What's the famous thing? Everybody puts their mats for their knees. Because they think it's a nice way. I'm from the five towns. And I don't want to get my suit dirty. That's what this is for, right? It's for your face, for your head. Your head's not supposed to hit the floor. Now, what happens if it's not a stone floor, right? Most shuls have carpet. The stomach, this doesn't apply. Again, there are different shitas. I recognize that. But many say that. And many say that even if it's a stone floor, because on top of the stone floor, you put tile on it, even if that tile is stone, doesn't apply. There's a very interesting guy who doesn't listen to the shiur. There's a very interesting guy that comes to the yeshiva sometimes. So our minhag in the yeshiva is that when the kohanim duchen, we don't put out. Some shuls, they put out like a little piece of carpet. We don't do that. He's machmir that he has to do it. Right? It's really, in my opinion, I think it's yuvara. But he doesn't just do it. He brings his own thing. And what does he bring as his own thing? He brings a talus bag, okay? And so what happens is every time this happens when the guy comes, he puts his talus bag down, and every yeshiva bachar thinks, oh, somebody dropped the talus bag, and they put it up, and he gets it, and he puts it back down, and then he goes, what? And he doesn't put it up when he washes his hands and goes up. He does it right after Kedusha, he runs up there. So 16 times, somebody looks at that, and I used to look at the Rosh Hashiva, like, this makes it into a game. So at one time, I finally bothered the haggis, can you stop bringing your talus bag? Can you just put a piece, something on the floor? Okay, a little mishuka. But over here, the Tzitzel Eliezer says is that maybe that's a tzad leheter called according to the Yofelev. So what? So thank you very much. So then he quotes in the Sefer Mizmor LeDavid, which I think the Minchas Yitzchak also quotes. The Karka Svina Hare Eino. Note that this is what he uses also Makom LaHakel as well. Possibly we could say, because says this Mizmor LeDavid, it's not roi for Tashmish Amita. B'chol agav karka mamish. She admas offers, it's not that, so that could be roi to be makel as well. Shalom lo tafsu kolozos. Right? Maybe we could say, as I said to you before, mikol makom yesh lomar tehebebi minog oilam. Lahachmir. Should be machmir. Gabet siv sina. So he doesn't think that this is a good heter, b'shas al-chak, if you did it already. So he says that you could be choshesh, and also maybe because it's a Rosh Hashanah, but you're okay, fine. Halacha l'maisa came along with Shvus Yaakov, the dying of Prague of Yaakov Reicher, and he thought that you could be mekel b'shas hadchak if you did it already. Shalo, tarub b'nei yeshivas.
that here there was a lot. We're asking this question. Mishnatan oichel mashkim tachas amita im asurim b'diavet v'chol ze advarim niskarim b'yuridea. I don't know why they're asking me these questions. Pashut yuridea simon kof tov zayin l'chor yesh l'chias debuter. Because he thought that the Beis Yosef actually never says that it's aser b'diavet. But now mipsula aval Yerushalmi amusha atamu mnei ruach rosh hashola v'kasa bala iter l'fize b'diavet. Right, he talks about by shchita. Interesting, and talking about also by ruach ra, if you use a certain, I think like a blade, grass, something very, very strong, we don't use it because shum ruach ra. So he says, we see that we're ready to make a b'diavet on this. Benili im asurim b'di'evet pashut de'ein kan chashash iser b'di'evet rak b'chol elu mavir b'shasa b'poiskim to rak ashar l'chachila. It's a warning. You have to hear a warning of Chazal. But it's not, you can't do it. So if you did it, you did it. I don't think we should be mekel l'chachila, says the Shos Yaakov. But he says you could be mekel here. Why can't you be mekel? Because bottom line, Yosef Dvarim, what? It is what it is. Chazal give you I'm warning you. So we don't always listen to warnings. Now you didn't listen to the warning? Okay, the food's okay. That's what he writes. Good. This is not, should not be so surprising, because I think the majority, overwhelming majority of Shitas say that we can be Mekel. The Piskei Tshuva writes this, the Sherem Mitzorim B'Halacha writes this, and he says, the Sherem Mitzorim B'Halacha, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch Yaakov, says, the Beis Yosef never said it was Aser, B'diavet. So how can we go ahead and say, certainly in the case of Hafsed, as Ravadi already said, we could be Mekel. And he said the Orach HaShulchan, Rav Yisafraim says this. Comes along Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok HaKohen in his Shalos HaShulchan, it's very sweet. In Hilchas Basar V'Chalov. He says, what about Sakonas Ruach Rasha via B'Talmud? Poiskim La'alocha. Deya Da. So we should know. Shona B'tchias Machlo Shal Agro Alinyan. V'chein Kabbalah B'yadi B'ochlim She'ucharai Hamita She'ein L'hachmir V'davar Idna. Yep, there was the Grah. There was a Machmir. So he says, we said, the Grah was very Machmir. As was the Ben Yishchai. As was the Marcheshes. As with the Benes Yadam, the Chida, the Chazon Ish has very something a little bit strange, if you will. He said the Chazon Ish, he thinks we should be machmir like the Gra, but that Hefsed question really falls into place. He says, you know what? You don't eat the food; give it to somebody else. That was a little bit strange. So if the Chazon Ish said that you should give it to somebody else, what does that mean? It's really okay, right? You wouldn't go ahead and say, yeah. You made it that way and that way. The Rav says, you know, the Rav says, it's really kosher, but you shouldn't eat it. Give it to somebody who's not so firm. We don't have that. So it must be it's okay. They said the Chazon Ish himself, if this would ever happen, he would not give it to somebody else, but he would give it to a poor person. So that's Hefsen Merubah. They should be able to happen. Okay. Maybe we can go ahead and leap of that. As I said before, there is makom to be makel in certain situations. Yes, I think that if it happened already, I don't think that my opinion is that I don't think there's enough sniff alcohol. I asked Mamish the first question, I think Rabbi Bixin got back from his Tisha B'Aving in Miami. So I asked him this question. He said, I don't think people are machmir anymore. I don't think people are. So I'm not sure. All the shitas that
it only happens in camp. At home, it's not an issue.
Some people do it in camp. I call my kids.
No, I'm saying at home.
At home, I call my kids.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny. The Az Nidbur has a question. He says, wait a minute, this is a whole machmir thing. Aren't bunk beds usher? Aren't you now the guy that's on the bottom bunk, a ruach ra? So he says, no, it doesn't apply to Adam. There's no such thing as Adam ruach ra. What happens if your friend's sleeping on the top and you're chewing gum or you're eating in the bed? Says, no, that's not ruach ra. We don't go that machmir. This is the Az Nidbur. Classic, one of his classic tshuvas. So, bottom line, Yotzei Midvarein, as I said, I don't think, you know, I try to find that sniff l'haka, maybe, you know, running the tashamita, I think they're talking about bed. If it's a regular bed, it's a regular bed. I happen to be a child and I'm not having to, I don't think that's good enough. Maybe you're going to go ahead and give me the heter of that it's not, the floor is made out of wood, ma'amish, there's no even anything. Okay, maybe.
there's no other place to put it. Is that considered to be a hefset enough to go ahead and say, let's say there's a situation, I don't know, Nebuch, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. I don't know, I haven't seen where you live this year, but the way my guys lived last year, so maybe you can go ahead and taina that there's mabish no room. There's no place to put it. So it's a muckum to be makum. I don't know. And then you're going to tie.
The guy in the bottom bunk falls asleep with the power in his hand.
No, so I said, so that's what he says. Rabbi Yom Zolva said, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It's interesting. Also, by the way, planes, many of the, the only thing I've seen is, all the posts can say that it's mutter. It's temporary. You certainly could say it's not royal atashmish. Those beds. No, one could, right, one could tie them. No, you're right. So I was going to say, in business class, those are real beds. I'm not sure that you could say that doesn't, I don't know. Okay. But that's the shayla. The shayla is that, what does that mean? It means, rather time, nobody could, he's ever on a plane. Come on, that can never happen. Okay, I'm not so sure about that. But, okay, I'm not sure. Now, if you know, now the newer cabins, they mamish close all the way. So, I don't know. Again, Yosef Mizvareinu, I think we should be machmer. I think that the appropriate way is a person to be machmer and try not to have food on his bed. You caught it happened. Food on the bed. Would I eat somebody's food? He's mefurish tells me my food was under the bed. So I think so. I think that the olam is makel on that. That we can go ahead and have food that's under the bed. Again, according to the Rambam, possibly doesn't even know Ruach Rad. It's the Shitasa. That's number one. The Groz Machmer. So when the Groz Machmer, you have to be really careful because he's going like the Zohar here. It's Kabbalistic reasons. Something with the food. Others want to argue that maybe if it's with a lot of coverings, right, it's in the plastic and a plastic, maybe that's a, but we see that the Gemara Mefurish says even if it's in the Barzel, it's not good enough. So I don't know if that's a good enough answer. So again, Yosef Mizvareinu, I think the Olam is knowing that we try not to put any food under a bed. But the Evid, if it happened, so almost all the poskim are Mekel, unless you're a Liba, hold like the Grah, where he said there's no room to be Mekel under any circumstances, even Behefse Meruba, Ravadi says Behefse Meruba, for sure you can be Mekel. It's good Torah to learn. In any case, hopefully it shouldn't be something that we live in small enough houses that we have to put our food under our bed. We'll have other places to put it. Shkoyach.